Tanzania, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, tonight is my night. Please lift your voice and pray. Let tonight be my night. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is my night. To encounter your power. Lift your voice and pray. Tonight is my night. Tonight is my night in the name of Jesus. Is someone still praying? Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety is a dangerous spirit. Be anxious for nothing. He says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. He says, let your request be made known. Don't assume that God knows it. Let your request be made known. In 1 minute, can someone vocalize your expectation tonight? Lord, this is why I'm here. I'm here because I love you, but I'm here because I know you are able to lift. You are able to heal. Go ahead and pray. And supplication with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight we are here again. We worship you. We honor you. We believe in you. Jesus, you are the Son of the living God. And we are here because we believe this is true. We adore you and we worship you. Oh, come let us adore you. Oh, come let us adore you. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, he cried. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you already for the mighty miracles tonight. Thank you for the testimonies. Who comes to you and goes back the same? Do the sick come and remain the same? Do the oppressed come and remain the same? You are the God of heaven, and we honor you. We will continue to make the nations know that you are dependable. We will continue to sing your praises, the praises of your wonder-working power in the midst of your people. We will teach one generation to declare your praise to another, until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth like the water the sea. Tonight we come to you with full assurance and expectation, knowing that you are able, and you are not only able, you are willing. Thank you, Jesus. Help us tonight, and as always, let Jesus be glorified in this place. Amen and amen. Welcome to our miracle service for the month of August. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Let me appreciate everyone following online, following from across any and every nation. And for those of us who are here, thank you so much. People have come from everywhere, and I sincerely honor and appreciate everyone. The Lord bless you. The Lord honor you. Be prepared for a miracle that will transform your life in Jesus' name. Please be seated. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We just have a short moment with the Word of God, and then we'll be ready to pray and experience the wonder-working power of Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I believe in everything He said. I believe in the fact that He's a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every time the Word of God is about to come, ensure that we obtain grace from God to discipline ourselves and listen to the Word. The difference between a herbalist and the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit comes to honor the Word. A herbalist does not preach to you before he gives you what he gives to you. He's not interested in what you know. But when you come to Jesus, the Word precedes His power. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. While I prayed and prepared for tonight, the Holy Spirit put a very strong teaching in my heart to prepare us as we receive. I really believe that God will do wonderful things tonight. Yes. You see, the power of God will always flow for as long as the conditions are kept. There is no depletion. As humans, every time we use our energy or our strength, there has to be a system of renewal. God does not need renewal. There has never been any mention of God needing a time of retreat for renewal of strength. The Bible says, "Hast thou not heard, hast thou not known, the everlasting God, the Lord, creator of the ends of the earth, that He faints not, neither is He weary." And then He says, "There is no searching of His understanding." Hallelujah. And so tonight, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. Please pay attention. Jesus is teaching us now. Let's read together if you can see. Ready? One, two, read. "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Very powerful scripture. Paul is teaching the church in Corinth, and this is what he has to say, that there are two dimensions of realities. There are things that are seen, and there are things that are unseen. Please pay attention. That it is possible to look at the things that are unseen. So we have things that are seen, and we have things that are unseen. Now, either ways, he never said that the things are unseen are unreal. Just because the optical eyes cannot see them, or it has not yet manifested in this three-dimensional realm, and then there are things that are unseen. And Paul gives us an information that is very comforting and instructive. Here's what he says. For the things that are seen are temporal, powerful, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What does that mean? That means that everything you see is merely a child. The real mother that brought that child is in the realm of the spirit. Everything you see, Paul is speaking now, provided it's an experience that has come to this realm, he says there is a possibility of changing it. This is a very comforting scripture, because it then means that any outcome that is currently at work in my life that may be unpleasant or inconsistent with God's character, that under a certain condition I can change that reality. Is that true? By looking at a reality from the unseen realm and bringing it to superimpose on this realm. So I can see sickness, I can see poverty, I can see failure. Even if I cannot do anything about it, the first message of hope is that it can change. Listen, it is dangerous to be in a situation where you know nothing can be done about it. So live how it will change. Live including what you have written. That there is a certain condition. Listen, please pay attention. I want you to really understand this. That means conditions sponsor transformation. Now, if you're not science-based, I apologize. But science, physics teaches us that matter can change states. Is that true? An example is water. You can have water three states. It is still water, but there is a condition. The condition that makes for ice, if it remains, ice will remain ice forever. But that you can actually change the condition. You don't need to touch the water. Just change the condition and it can change its state. That means that if your situation remains the way it is because there is a condition that makes it conducive. Now, the assignment of the power of God is not just to touch the situation, but to create another atmosphere. You see now? Conditions change outcomes. You have to understand this. Conditions. When a condition is set, outcomes can change. Very, very powerful. Medicine or different fields of science teach us, when they give you an injection, you have malaria or you have whatever it is. When the doctors give you an injection, what are they doing? They are not merely passing a liquid into your body. No. Research institutes all over the world spend days and spend millions studying conditions. That's what they do. They study the conditions that make certain organisms thrive in a human body. They study certain conditions that make society remain the way it is. So we invest, a research is merely a scientific process or is a sociological process that studies conditions. Is that true? Please pay attention. So, malaria has a condition. There are times that we say there's flu in the air. What do we mean? That for some reason, the atmosphere has made the condition conducive for these organisms. You don't have to believe in them. They will look for you because the condition is right. Is that true? And you find out that people are having flu or maybe an outbreak of some sort of sickness within an environment. And then if the atmosphere changes and the conditions change, either that sickness, that organism will go or something else will happen. So conditions are very significant. Everything depends on conditions. Everything. So, when doctors and research Experts have spent years, decades, even centuries studying the human body, for instance, and studying the conditions that become conducive for certain sicknesses, certain illnesses. And it is based on the knowledge of those conditions. They have designed drugs. Is that true? They have designed all kinds of things. So that when they inject it to your body, what does the drug do? The drug does not speak. The drug does not think. But the drug was programmed. When it enters your body, what happens? It begins to alter the condition that makes that organism conducive there. That's what begins to happen. Very, very powerful. There is a condition that keeps poverty conducive. There is a condition that keeps sickness. There is a condition that keeps failure, that keeps retrogression. Is that true?
Yeah.
And once that condition changes, I'm explaining to you what Paul is saying. That your focus should not just be on outcomes. Every outcome is dependent on conditions. So if an individual cannot walk, we create a name for that condition. Is that true? We call it lameness, or we say he's paralyzed, and then we try to create a way of remedying or at least supplementing for that condition. There are times that the condition will get so bad, maybe there's an organ failure. They may even have to fly you out of the country. Why do they fly you? Because of a condition. So when you say something is wrong with a man, you are simply saying there is a condition that has been introduced to your life. Are we together now? Why do you call a sinner a sinner? A sinner is not a sinner because of his body, not because of his color. There is a spiritual condition that that person is in. When the person gets saved, what is salvation? You have changed the condition of that person too. Is that true? This is powerful. Conditions. The reality of the fact, I'm drumming something in your mind tonight, that everything can change under specific conditions. Science has postulated all kinds of theories. They have told us, scientifically speaking, that everything is made up largely of energy and matter. Is that true? Expressed in time. This is it. The forms of expression may change, but intrinsically, science has succeeded in telling us that everything is energy, matter, expressed in time. That is it. If that is true, it also means that everything is connected to everything. Because if they come out from the same origin, it means there is a condition, the possibility of transformation should exist. Listen very carefully to what I'm trying to teach you. Watch this. If a growth begins to come out of my body here, the mass that increases it, does it come outside of me? Where did that swelling come from? If the mass goes down, where did it go to? I'm not talking about a surgical procedure that removed it. That you have a boil or something. Let's use a boil. And then a doctor gives you an injection. And you keep watching and it keeps going down, going down, going down. Right? Or maybe you have a sprain or something and then your leg increases in size. Why did the increase happen? What was responsible for the increase? And now it went down. So, science, the two authorities that help us in knowledge is faith and science. And both of them agree that under certain conditions, things can change. Is that true? Do you agree with me? So I drop a potato on the ground and I create a condition and I return back after a few days. What do I see? the potato begins to grow because the condition was made. If I do not want that potato to grow, I don't need to hurt the potato. I need to study the condition that fights growth and creates that condition. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when he says, why we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal. The word temporal means subject to change. Not under every condition, under specific conditions. What does it mean? Listen, human beings are largely victims of conditions. What does it mean to be cursed? Look at this. Come. If I say I cursed this gentleman, what did I do? Did I remove his clothes? Did I change his name? Did I change his complexion? What did I do? I programmed a condition. And we call that condition a curse. Are you getting this now? So this man is walking physically, but he's under the influence of a condition. And this condition has been authorized to make certain things happen and certain things not happen. So anything that is evil and can destroy him, the condition has been programmed to call it and welcome it. Anything that can bless him, the condition has been created to drive it away. So we found a name for that condition. Bad luck, he is cursed, or whatever it is. So if I bless him, did I change the color of his skin? Did I change his name? Did I change his speech? I introduced a condition. Programmed in that condition is the ability to drive certain things. Programmed in that condition is the ability to attract certain things. We all of the names that we call good things are simply ways of identifying conditions. What is favor? A condition where pleasantness, the help of men, come to you. Listen, if you know this, then you really understand the assignment of the word of God. Because when the word of God begins to walk with the anointing, let me tell you what they do. The first thing the word of God in partnership with the anointing does is to scan the conditions of a man's life. Because it knows that every outcome, this family is not moving forward, they are not going forward. It's not so much about the devil. Demons are also experts in creating conditions. When they create those conditions, they defend those conditions to make sure that the victim remains in that state. Are you following so far? So transformation only happens when you create the enabling conditions. The enabling conditions. For instance, there are children that when you give birth to, after a few years, they don't grow normally. For instance, there is a name given to that condition. Is that true? Because ordinarily, a child should grow. So the doctors begin to investigate what could be wrong. Then they will find out that something is malfunctioning in that child's life. If they have the wherewithal, intellectually and financially, they can correct or manage that condition. Now, scientifically speaking, when doctors look at a patient, I'm using medicine since it's applicable to all. When doctors look at a patient and say, sorry, we cannot do anything about your situation, what are they trying to say? That means we are limited in this art of creating conditions for health. We have done our best through the studies that we have received. But this situation right now, we know that it can change under a certain condition. But we are yet to properly put in place the condition that changes that situation. What is education? Education is creating a condition that makes for enlightenment. Is that true? When you submit students and help them and teach them across a field of study or a body of knowledge, so when enabling conditions are created, transformations begin to occur. There are times that agriculturists have to come and study a soil. Is that true? And they teach us in Agric that there are different kinds of soils. Even the Bible attests to the fact that there are different kinds of soils. That when a sower sows, as powerful as the seed is, the seed requires certain kinds of soils. Conditions. Now, very quickly, please pay attention. The Bible lets us know that principally speaking, the agency that is responsible for creating or altering conditions are words. Follow my discourse. We're about to pray. So, he gives us the Bible now, lets us know that no word is empty. That words are not just speakings in the air. Is that true? That every word spoken by men, animals, beasts, it carries a level of energy in it. Let me use that expression, or power as you may say. Every word, regardless who and where it came from, once it is a word, it carries a measure of energy. And there are certain conditions it can change. Two scriptures. Proverbs 18:21. The Lord is helping us. See, when you understand what I'm teaching, you will understand the dynamics of miracles and the supernatural and supernatural manifestations. Let's read together, please. One to read. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. One more time, please. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Hold on. It never said the power of the human tongue. It never said the power of the believer's tongue. Provided there is communication, there is a release of a certain degree of energy. The only thing is that sometimes the energy may not be sufficient to provide the transformation needed. So, if a man speaks, there is something that word can do. There are other things it cannot do. There is no word spoken that is barren. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 37. This is from the lips of the master himself. Matthew 12 and 37. Koinonia, if you can see it, let's read together. One to read. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words. One more time. For by thy words. And by thy words. That means all words carry a certain degree of energy. How does a judge vindicate someone? Does the judge come and hold him? The judge sits down in that position and makes a decree. Just one word. You are acquitted or you are guilty. Somebody can literally be sentenced to death who is 10 times stronger than the person who is speaking. But one word. You are hereby sentenced to 30 years in prison. And for the next 30 years, you will not have the opportunity to see the world as you know it again. Because the word, not from God, not from a spirit, the word from a man, backed up by an institution, have been brought before the court of law. And one word coming from a judge, accredited. The moment the judge speaks, judge has not spoken, they are there, but they will not do anything. And the judge strikes that hammer and makes a statement. One statement, and that's it. Someone is on his way to prison, and you will remain there. Even if prison, and by any means, they want to bring you out of there. Nobody will just come and open the prison and bring you out. It will take somebody to creating a condition. They will have to examine the facts around your life. Lawyers, am I speaking correctly? You say, let's look at this case again. There must be a loophole. And you find a loophole. Connect it with something the Constitution says. And that becomes a system of amnesty. And you can bring the person out. Words. every man's condition remains the same until words come into your life. Words change people's outcomes by changing the conditions. This is very, very powerful. All words carry a degree of energy. Now watch this. The principle of changing conditions or introducing the energy that changes the state of anything. Listen carefully. They are words. What then, you see why the word of God is powerful? The word of God is powerful because every man's word carries the power of that man. A judge's power does not carry a doctor's, a judge's word does not carry a doctor's power. Is that true? A judge's word carries a judge's power. A doctor's word carries a doctor's. God's word carries God's. The reason why we call the words that come from God the word of God is because, number one, it comes from Him, a revelation of His thoughts. But number two, it is backed up with His power. Those who manufacture drugs, when you buy, again, let me use the medical people, when they're about to give you an injection, almost everybody here has collected an injection in your lifetime. Is that true? Yes, sir. Including babies. If you've been alive for at least 1 year, you would have collected some sort of injection. Now watch this. The doctor does not just bring out a syringe in his pocket and give you. No, he will first show you there is a liquid somewhere. Is that true? And then they have a way of cutting it, and they put the syringe, draw it out, and then they give it to you. Now, those who manufactured it usually will put their name or something that represents them there. The injection may not come from them, but they are putting their credibility on it. So they put it there, and once they inject you, you go knowing that that injection came from the intelligence of so and so company. I trust them. You may forget the doctor, but you may not easily forget the name. Like you cannot remember the name of the doctor who gave you chloroquine, but you know chloroquine. So the administrator of that injection is not as important as the manufacturer of the product. Are you getting it now?
Yes.
Any doctor who has access, I need to call something that we're, well, let's use chloroquine then. Forgive me, I don't know if it's at work or not, but let's just use it now. Once he is a doctor, he can hold that syringe and give you the injection, because the content of that liquid is more powerful than the doctor. Are we together? There are times you can have many injections, but they tell you that the drugs or the liquids are scarce. For instance, right now there are all kinds of vaccines they are trying to get across. They are not getting injections. It's easy to make injections. Local productions can have injections. But the problem is the liquid. Is that true? That's what people pay for. What does this tell you? That, pay attention please. Words, I was talking about the words of a man carrying the power of that man. The words of a father carries the power of a father within the context of his home. Is that true? If a father stands and tells the children, stop! What happens? His words carry his power. But let the man stand just 100 meters outside of his house and shout the same, stop! His words no longer carry power because he's not within the jurisdiction. You see that? There has to be another condition upon that man for his words to go that far. For instance, if he becomes the chairman of the local government, then he can now stand. The jurisdiction of his influence has increased. The president of a nation can stand anywhere within the physical territory of his, the geography of his authority, and he can speak and it becomes law. Is that true? No president can travel to another nation and speak there. Why? Because the condition, there is a condition that governs his authority. In this case, the condition is jurisdiction. When you understand this, you will know how powerful the word of God is. For you to know how powerful the word of God is, you must know God. Because the word of God is a representation of the power of God. It is God now speaking in your life. Question: what condition can he not change? Because medicine has done its best to create conditions. Agriculture, in fact, right now, I once watched a video one time where they were growing crops and yet they were not planted in the soil. This is a recent technology. They were growing, but not planted in the earth. But in the crop's mind, it is still in the earth. Because the scientist said, what about the earth really makes the crops grow? Because it can't be the sand. And they were able to pick the vital components and reproduce it. And even without touching the earth, the results started. Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do? Jesus, the name above every other name, what can't you change? What can't you change? Hardest condition to change on earth is a sinner's condition. This is what Jesus himself said, that it's easier to say take up your bed and go than to say your sins be forgiven. So whoever has the power to use words and change a sinner's state and a sinner's condition, that person must be all powerful. And Jesus, the Son of the Living God, when he rose up from the dead, he said, all hail, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Not only power over death, not only the power of life, but the power to change conditions has been given to me. It says, go therefore, go with that consciousness that you have received from me. Not just the power to give life alone, not just the power over death, but I give you power to change conditions. As you go, preach saying the kingdom of heaven has come. If you see any condition that does not look consistent with what I am saying, remember that you have power through words to change that condition. This is a miracle. Every condition is a function of time. Changing any condition is also a function of time. If a doctor begins to treat you, sometimes they can tell you, you will take this treatment for 6 months. Is that true? It will take 6 months for the condition to change. Other times 3 days. Other times 5 days. How fast does the word of God change conditions? Let me tell you, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's in your Bible. John chapter 1 verse 3. May your faith be fired up tonight. John 1 verse 3. Please give it to us, media. John chapter 1 verse 3. Read it with me, please. 1, 2, read. All things were made by him. Hold on. If all things were made by him, it is also safe to say all things can be changed by him. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. Have you heard times where the manufacturers of cars recalled certain vehicles because they manufactured it and they discovered a default, and they will honestly tell you from everywhere, Europe, America, Asia, they recalled those vehicles because they manufactured it. You can only change what came out of you. Keep that scripture there. All things, how many things? Were made by him. Another expression. It is him that created the conditions for everything to be made. And without him, that means outside of his influence, was not anything made that was made. please try to understand this. All things were made by him. Your lungs, your brain, that part of your body that is being plagued by demons now. It was made by him. And the Bible says outside of him, if you ever see anything exist, it was made by him. If it was made by him, it is safe to say it can be changed by him. When you buy products, if it's from the manufacturers, there's something they have, they call it a warranty. Is that true? Usually it's a year or two. They give you a warranty that if you have patronized us or the authorized dealers, if for any reason there is a default in this product, you can bring it to the authorized dealer. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. Made there does not just mean physical creation. All godly millionaires were made by him, and without him was not anyone made. All kingdom-driven politicians were made by him. All great families were made by him. Is that true? If it's true that he's the maker of all things, it means he also sustains the power to change anything. Now, that is the part that is really, really very powerful. If God made what he could not change, we're in trouble. Because there are certain conditions right now that if they do not change, we'll be in trouble. Imagine if he made the sun alone and there was no night. Imagine if he made dry season alone. Look at the power of God in nature. One moment we are dancing outside and even sleeping outside. The next moment there is rain coming, still on the same earth. One moment the ground is hard. The next moment you can literally dig it with your hand. God reminds us, even using nature, that the maker is also the changer. He can change men. He can change conditions. He can change seasons. Are we together now? Yes. When you understand this, you will no longer be afraid of explaining. The supernatural can be explained, even scientifically. There is a dimension of it that may not be explained, but basically, you are introducing an energy into a life, into a space that changes the state of that matter. Sickness is a medical attempt to describe the condition of an individual based on certain outcomes, certain features. Is that true? Health is also the name given to a condition. When we say you are healthy, what do we mean? It's a name that was invented to describe a state and a condition. And the Bible says the word of God sustains the power. Isaiah 55, let's start from verse 8, very powerful, to 11. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Verse 9. "For as the heavens..." Now watch this. He's showing you the dynamics of how his word works. He says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Verse 10. "For as the rain..." Watch this now. "For as the rain..." That means you want to understand how my word works? Use geography. Study the rain. "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and makes it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower." Watch this. Do you know what God is saying? He's saying this water coming to you as rain has always existed in the clouds, but not as water. It's existed as what? Vapor. When it goes up, it condenses. If you want it to come down, what happens? You will change the condition there. It can't come down as vapor. It only goes up as vapor. Water does not come down as vapor. So if you want it to come down as vapor, there is something you do to that water and it comes down. And when it comes down, it will now water the earth When it is done with its assignment, does it still return? You change the condition again, and then it evaporates back. He said, that's how my word works. Verse 11 now. So shall my word be that goeth forth. It leaves heaven as something else. But by the time it gets to the earth realm, the Holy Ghost empowers it. And it comes in a form. So it is his word. It may leave heaven as be healed. But the moment it gets to your life, the Holy Ghost holds it. It's not just be healed that enters your body. It enters your body and begins to search for anything that looks like sickness. When it corrects it, it will return back again because it will be sent again. He's saying every word that I send does not return until it achieves the purpose for which I sent it. Remember what I taught you. Every man's word carries his power. A judge's words carries his power. A military man's words carries his power. A man in that word is the power to change conditions. Conditions. Thou, son of David, have mercy on me. And then he says, what should I do that I may gain my sight? And he ministered, and the centurion said, no, I know how these things work. I am a man under authority. I also have soldiers under me. You too, you are under authority. The words that you speak carry the authority of the kingdom. You repeat. That same hour, the Bible says, at that same hour, the sick was healed. What then a miracle? It happened when the word of God, you see, if I speak by my strength as a man, you will not get zero results. There are some results you will get. For instance, so you won't get zero results. But the kind of miracle you are looking for now, the wisdom of men and the words of men cannot produce it. Are you seeing this now?
Yes.
So I'm like that syringe. Remember my syringe example now? Yes. The syringe does not really matter. You look at what is about to enter your body. This was not made by some earthly research institutes. No. It is the word that created the heavens and the earth. I hope you know that God is an expert with fixing things that are wrong. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 and 2. It says, now the earth was dark and void and formless. What state is worse than that? And the Spirit of God said, don't worry. We are used to this. We know what to do with this condition. The Spirit of God began to hover around. And then verse 3. And Elohim said, light be. What was the result? There was light. The first manifestation of the word of God and his power. If the Bible says, and God said, let there be light, and we didn't hear anything, it means we should begin to get afraid. It means there are some things. Now, you see why the Bible kept emphasizing that everything he said, he saw. He said, he saw. You know why? So that you will trust the words and the power that backs that word. That when God says it, he will see it. That means whatever you want to see, it is your assignment to make God say it. Because if he says it, reminding him that he has said it. He has said it in his word. And he will make what he has to be celebrating here. Every deliverance, every breakthrough, it has already happened according to scripture. But we need to make it happen in our lives, in experience. And it is when we remind him of what was said, then he now says it again by the Holy Ghost. Let it be. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Why should you be surprised that someone who came here confused with doors closed by next week returns back with all doors opening? Now you understand. Remember my teaching on conditions. Closed doors is a condition. It's not about the door. It's a condition. The door does not want to close or open. It does not care.
If you lock it, it will obey you and remain closed. Is that true? How many of you have tried to close a door and it refused to close? Because something was wrong with the condition that keeps it locked. So you check it and, oh, I made a mistake. And then you change the condition and the door obeys you. Everything that has disobeyed you is still obedient. Let me repeat. Everything that has disobeyed you is still obedient. You have not found the condition that makes it obedient. Everything. If resources disobey you, they have ever been obedient. Provided they came from God, disobedience cannot come from God. Everything needed for life and godliness that came from God is still obedient. Your assignment is to understand the condition that activates that obedience. This is the assignment of the Word of God. And this is the assignment of that enforcer called the power of God. So as the Word of God comes, I have taught you here that the assignment of the anointing, the energy, the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit has no assignment if the Word of God has not gone forth. Because the anointing is merely an enforcer and a confirmer. That means that if God says, let healing happen, the anointing moves to make what He said come to pass. Are we together now? This is why words are powerful. Look how I'm... Listen. This thing I'm teaching you is an office. I'm not just teaching you an information I learned somewhere. There are people sick right now as I'm talking. They are still feeling the pain. There are people oppressed. You wouldn't believe the kind of bad... The truckload of demonic spirits oppressing people. They are hearing me as I'm talking now. I'm in the spirits now. And yet they will not go. Why? Because what I'm saying is not the word that sends them yet. You see. So when words now come, when words come, what do? The Holy Spirit rides on those words into your destiny and conditions start changing. And sometimes the conditions change so fast. I'm saying this so that you will believe. If not, you will not be able to receive anything. Apostle, as it is right now, I'm feeling this pain. Yes, you are right. Because there is a condition that keeps it there. But do you believe that with one word, something comes into your body? There's something called anesthesia. Is that true? And anesthesia, forgive me, doctors. Oh, the doctor is not here. Do you know that they can give someone that injection and in a moment you will not feel pain around that area again for some hours? Am I correct on that? What did the injection do? Thank you. But you know the pain will come later on. It's just that it's not needed for that time. If science can be that fast and accurate that you inject someone immediately and you can even be carrying out the surgical procedure and the person is looking at you, what happens when the Word of God now comes into that system? Don't ask how will the eye condition go. Don't ask and don't think that this thing is some faking of... No! We are talking the Word of God here. So you came as a whole family. Apostle, we don't even know what we don't know what is wrong with us. We just know that things are not working. Welcome. You are in the right place. You are in the right place. So when that word is sent, the Word of God comes and starts looking at your entire family. And with digital precision, okay, failure, disfavor, yokes, immediately, in seconds, it diagnoses it. But it does not stop there. It will start creating the conditions that makes those yokes and those curses to go. And the impact is so powerful. I am talking here, and yet it will throw you physically on the ground. I didn't push you all. I'm here talking, and something is happening in the realm of the spirit, and it comes like a plane landing on your destiny. Listen, I'm not just entertaining you. We are going to pray. But beloved people, listen. The supernatural is real. Conditions can change. Let me repeat myself. Conditions can change. When people reject you, they are not rejecting you. There is a condition you are carrying that makes them reject you. When you are failing and fails, man of God, you may be in ministry, no increase, no results. Respectfully speaking, there may be a condition. But when God speaks, He said, let there be, and there was. He said, let it change. That's why you see people return with all kinds of testimonies. You think Joshua Selman in his power and strength is able to do this? No, no, no. But I know this mighty God. Not only because He appeared to me, I know. When Jesus appeared to me, I did not open the door for Him to enter. I don't even know how He entered. The door is just for you. He entered anyhow. Don't ask how He will enter your body. No. The doctors will say, lie down. And they will have to go through that incision and now begin to meticulously help you. But the Holy Ghost, oh come on, please, please, please. When I ask you to lay your hands, it's only a point of contact to help you, not help God. Ask the Holy Ghost how He entered the womb of Mary. He did not appear as bread and said, eat, and it's me. No, no. Ask the Holy Ghost how He entered back into Jesus to resurrect Him back to life. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Now hear me please. Everyone, I want you to look at the condition you have now. Because that is really what we have come to deal with. You call it sickness. You call it delay. You call it failure. You call it confusion. God calls it conditions. Abuja is a good land. Your territory is a good land. But it does not mean you will just be blessed like that. There is a condition. You can work for 30 years. Under the same condition, you will have the same outcome. What does it mean to encounter God? It means to have an encounter that changes your conditions. Please find a way of believing what I'm telling you. So you are sick. Apostle, right now there is a situation. I'm having HIV. I'm having this. You are right. You are only describing a condition. But watch the wonder-working power. Not the word of a man. Not the word of a monarch. Not the word of the military. The word of God. When it was time for Jesus to resurrect the dead, He said, Lazarus. If He just said, come forth, that will be rapture immediately. Because His power is sufficient to raise every dead body. He had to mention the specific person. Because that word was going to enter the realm of the spirit. So when the word entered the realm of the spirit, who is Lazarus here? You are the one, come out. I was sent to bring you out. The powerful thing about faith is that faith can make you claim any name. So if God speaks now and says, so person, faith can tell you is your name too and is your condition, and God will honor it. Because what He says to one, He says to all. So you don't just sit down praying that He should call your name. Lord, just speak. That's all I want. Let me hear what you are saying. And let it dare relate to my situation. I will not let that word pass me by. Listen. When the word of God comes, because I'm about to pray for you now, you have a responsibility. Number one, Do not just think it is a man talking. No. No. I am only the voice echoing that word. That word is coming from the throne with fire, with power, with grace. I may not know your conditions. How do I stand here as a man and now begin to call your name and your conditions? It does not make sense humanly. It doesn't make sense scientifically. But when the Holy Ghost takes over, you see. So, as healings and deliverances and all kinds of supernatural manifestations of the Spirit come, number one, don't be distracted. You must be focused. God is walking in the midst of His people. Whether you are in any of the overflows, down to the basement, you are outside, you are following online, anywhere at all, it does not matter. We are talking Jesus here. Then He calls the Holy Spirit, the unlimited presence of Jesus. I believe in miracles. I believe that a condition you came with, you actually can leave it there. Yes. So when prayers are going on, don't just be looking at other people. If you are sick in your body, you must believe that I'm ready to be healed. You have some lump, some growth. Don't sit down and say, how will it disappear? I've taught you. It's just an interplay of energy and matter. It is true. Some terminal disease, HIV, whatever blood condition, maybe genotype, whatever it is. Don't say God cannot heal you. You're here, you have all kinds of bone conditions. Don't sit back and say, look at the size of my bone, can I walk? Brothers and sisters, we are talking the Lord Jesus Christ here, exalted as both Lord and Christ. How about impartations? Some of you are in dire need of many graces. Graces that create new conditions. You cannot be walking in a territory and everybody is looking at you as if you're a piece of rag. It means there is a condition that is responsible for that mockery and that shame. And I'm telling you, in the presence of God, that condition can change. When you say it's my background, what you are simply saying is there is a condition. God can give you another condition.
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Oh, come lay down the burden, for in the sanctuary
So, as a normal human being, you can hug, you can shake, you can greet. But when Jesus comes, you will be amazed. The same words you were hearing from morning now does not become the words of a man again. When these words begin to come, please listen to me. I want you to just imagine light coming from the throne to your life. And what is it doing? Changing conditions. Changing conditions. And you check yourself and find out, just like a dream, it's gone. Just like a dream. And there are certain conditions that you may not be able to verify physically because they don't come with pain. But you believe at the instance of God's word. The power of God is touching that woman on purple. Help that woman. I'm seeing like oil being poured on her. Oh, madam, your life is about to change in a way that will surprise you. Jesus, the Son of God. Please pray things for me. Listen, I used to watch this years ago in the meetings of Catherine Coleman, T.L. Osborne, and I would see these people would just come with childlike faith, Reinhard Bonnke, and when they would teach, they would tell you that Jesus is here, and you would think it's a joke. Within minutes, brothers and sisters, you will see all kinds of miracles. And I said, God, there has to be an explanation to this. Just like that. And then I learned that it is not just like that. When the anointing comes, when you are frying palm oil in the kitchen, women, look up please. You know what happens to that kitchen? As soon as fire, what happens? Sometimes the condition can be so harsh, it does not speak to you, but it will make you run out of that kitchen. So if you are a demon, for instance, when the fire is applied and that kitchen is you, there is something that that fire is able to do, and it will make what was there, help them to leave. You see how deliverance happens? Yes. Just because a word is spoken, be free, be delivered. No, no. It's not just a word speaking. There are innumerable company of angels. The power of God moving from place to place. What is the assignment? To find out what is not consistent with the character of the Christ. We have called this a miracle service. And the Bible says everything Adam called it, that was the name thereof. When Jesus appeared to me and stretched his hands towards me, I'm telling you, I know the light entered me. Whether it entered through my head, whether it entered through my chest, I don't know. Don't ask how the power of God will get into your body. The power of God is not a needle. The power of God is not a tube that is passed through you. It can come in and begin to correct things. And that when it's time to testify, you will find yourself running to come and stand and say, Jesus, this really happened. How about conditions in your office? How about conditions in your bank account? How about conditions in your life, your family? Apostle, we have tried and tried to build. For 7 years, this house has refused to be completed. I tell you, there is a condition making that happen. By the time God releases something upon you, remember, all blessings come from God, I've taught you, through man to man. That is the dynamics. Like you hear people testify, someone calls you, even while service is going on, and says, where are you? I don't know why, I just feel like blessing you. Now you understand, a condition. Reproach is a condition. Infirmity is a condition. Spirits merely enforce conditions. That is the assignment in a human body or in an environment, to enforce conditions. Conditions that create outcomes that negate the speakings of the word. A miracle service, therefore, is a platform that allows the word of God, in partnership with his power, to move in the midst of his people and begin to correct conditions. Correction that can be scientifically proven, spiritual in origin. Miracles are platforms where both science and faith agree. Let me repeat myself. Miracles are platforms where both faith and science agree. Faith says, be healed. Science confirms that it happened to you. Faith says, be delivered. Science confirms that it happens. Every true miracle must have a scientific expression, because they are the two platforms that explain man and the occurrences in our cosmos. Faith takes care of the realm of the spirit and the supernatural. Science gives interpretation and meaning to what happens in our physical environment. None of them is anti-God in itself. It starts from the realm of the spirit, light, being, and it manifests physically as light. So the healing starts from the realm of the spirit and physically. Your life and your destiny, your children, physically, like the dear ones who shared their testimony here. Can you imagine that? One word just comes by the spirit And dear people of God, look at this. One word to a politician, may God shift you, and it will look like just a word until you see the forces that fought you begin to come, and you will know that a condition has changed. How about a businessman? You're trying to do everything you know to do, but there is a condition that authorizes both men and spirits to fight you. My assignment tonight is to work in partnership with the ministry of the word and the ministry of the spirit to engineer this transformation by turning the conditions in your life around. And this, by the grace of God, will be faithfully done tonight. Are you ready? Please rise up on your feet. Just two prayer points, and I'll begin to pray for you. Prayer point number one. I'd like you to insist tonight. Please be intentional. Insist by way of prayer that these conditions, the Bible says that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Lift your voice and begin to pray. The things that are seen are temporal. The sickness that I see is temporal. The oppression that I see is temporal. Is someone praying?
Ilamatoshi araba balagada rojo shekepa elamosata de roshita etepekete shepanadosa.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last prayer point tonight, it is, I began to sense this even before I left for the miracle service in Zaria. Just help those under the anointing already. I sense that tonight, God is not only visiting individuals, but God is extending it even to families. I began to sense that right from Wednesday or so, that, you see, there are some of our family members that may not have the faith or the discernment to receive, but God is using you tonight as an altar, not only to speak for yourself, but to speak for families. Are you ready to pray? Now lift your voice in 1 minute and say, Father, not just me, but everyone connected to me. Please pray. Not just me.
Is
someone praying? Outside, pray. Online, pray. Jesus, the lifter. Jesus, the healer. Jesus, the restorer.
Hallelujah.
The final thing I will tell you is, please be sensitive to divine instructions. You see, under the influence of the Spirit, there are many things that don't make sense. But in the childlikeness of the gospel, Romans 15 and verse 19, let that be the last scripture. Let me show you something. Paul is speaking to the church in Rome, 15 and verse 19. It says, through mighty signs and wonders, and by the power of the Spirit of God. Oh dear. It says, that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. So the gospel is not fully preached until there are miracles, signs, and wonders. Right now, just before we pray, just stand still, everybody, where you are. No shouting, no nothing. I just want you to bring for me those who are under the anointing, whether inside or outside. Just do what I'm asking you to do.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
sing, Christ is risen from the dead. Sing, Christ is risen. Sing, Christ is risen.
Sing, Christ is risen from the dead.
Because I began to see angelic activities just moving across, inside and outside, touching people. And the Lord is giving me an instruction. Just bring the people out. Some of you, it's not just individuals. God is touching families using individuals. This is a miracle service. Now, hold on, please. Hold on, please. The Lord is opening my eyes, and I'm seeing like fire. I saw the number 43, and I'm seeing it come on people. And the Lord is telling me He is visiting foundations. That's what I'm hearing. Right now, I stretch my hands inside and outside. 43. In the name of Jesus. I don't know where they are, but I stretch my hands. Foundations. I've been visited by the Spirit of God. Negative foundation. Help them. Negative foundation. Negative foundation. Negative foundation. This is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. Bring them out. This is the place of surrender. The word of God. This is the place where your life is changed. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is showing me chains. I always see this in the miracle services. I'm seeing chains on the feet of people. And the Lord is just asking me to stretch my hands. And right now as I stretch my hands, every chain, chains of ancestry that has held anyone down, bring them out. I decree and declare, right now, chains be broken. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. I bless the word of God upon your life, upon your destiny. Chains be broken. Be broken. The Lord is still breaking chains. Chains are responsible for cycles of retrogression. Retrogression. Nothing moving in your life. There are still more people inside, outside, following online. Anyone whose life has been stagnated. In the name of Jesus, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Atmosphere shift now. Chains be broken. Break down. Holy Spirit, move now. Heaven's open. Heaven's Hallelujah.
Open.
Who is Olua Kemi? Hold on, please. I'm hearing a name, Kemi. Olua Kemi. We have to be very fast tonight. God is visiting people. I'm hearing a name, Olua Kemi. I don't know who that is. Who is that? What's your name? What's your name?
Oluwakemi.
From where?
From Oyo State.
Oyo State. Where are you from?
From Ogbomosho.
Ogbomosho. Lift your hands and shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
That oppression leaves you now. Never to return to you. Help her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Madam, hold on please. This woman, please come. Bring her. Just be careful with the people with the... My God, tonight is a night of divine supernatural visitation. Hallelujah. Now, please listen to me. Please listen to me. You see, the thing about the power of God is that He can step in a moment. Moment. Who is Silas? I'm hearing Silas in my spirit. Silas. The Lord wants to break the yoke of retrogression and stagnation from that family. Silas. Please don't come out at random. Don't come out at random. We're organized people. This is a miracle service. Where are you from?
Edo State.
Huh?
Edo State, sir.
The person I'm talking about must be from Edo State. Where are you from?
Edo State.
Where are you from? Give him the mic. Come. Where are you from?
Edo State.
Edo State.
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you, my friends. You believe in Jesus? Father, I'm praying for these people. All of these people, for that name, Oluwakemi, two of you, the power of God is coming on you now. I'll pray for everybody, but two of you are just on fire. Two of you, right now, the supernatural power of God is coming on you. It's not something you can stand. This is the word of God. We're talking about the word of God here. Now, in the name of Jesus, every oppression over every Oluwakemi, help this woman so she doesn't fall on that bar, please. In the name of Jesus, madam, I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus right now. I'm seeing light entering you. Let there be a miracle in your body right now. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ. I'm seeing the power of God come on someone. I'm not seeing the name, but I'm seeing honorable there. I know this must be a politician. Right now, as I'm speaking, a supernatural power of God. The Lord is saying He's breaking something connected to foundations. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands right now. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, according to the word of the Lord, I decree and declare that everything connected to ancestry and even foundations. Please let them not just get up and move like that. There is a reason why we ask them to come out. It's not for show at all. In the name of Jesus, let there be deliverance right now. Let there be deliverance right now. The Lord is ministering to me. I'm seeing a family in total, plus mother and father. I'm seeing a family of seven. You came here. Where are you? Come. I'm seeing my left side. The Lord is telling me that they are from my left side. Here, just somewhere here. Is there a family like that? Please come. A family of, in total, seven. This is what the Lord is showing me. Do we have anyone like that? Please make sure they are correct. We are not lying. We are not faking it. They came here. Let them come, please.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
I decree and declare over all of you here who have come out by the Spirit, every devil that will not let you go, hear the word of the Lord. I declare by the rod of a higher priesthood, at the count of three, release your destinies now. One, two, three, go! Go now! Wherefore God has so highly exalted him and given him a name above every other name. Be delivered now! Be delivered now! In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, where is the family I spoke about? Just vet them. Let's be sure that there's a... Hallelujah. Seven. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that family right now. Seven. this is what I'm seeing. I know what I'm seeing in my vision. Are they here? Let them stand here. I will pray for everyone who has come, but particularly. Family of seven, where are they? Okay, let me pray. And then everyone who has come, no problem, you can join them. Father, now, out of her, now, help that woman. Out, now, in the name of Jesus, release that family by the power of the Holy Spirit. Release them now, in the name of Jesus. Someone remove the child. If she's holding a child, please remove the child so she doesn't fall with the child.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Hallelujah. Where are you from, sir?
River State, but we stay in Lagos.
You stay where?
In Lagos.
In
Lagos.
Lagos. I want to pray for you. These are all your children, the family.
Yes.
Father, look at me. I'm seeing your hands tied in the spirit, and the Lord is saying to lose your hand. This is another family. That's all right. I'll pray for them. One of your daughters is going to be used by God. And the power of God is going to come on that person right now as I'm speaking. Father, I don't know who that person is, but in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, may that anointing that separates, that consecrates, and makes mighty, may that grace rest on that one right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus, I cut you away from this delay. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for this other family that has come, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare. Madam, where are you from? This woman. Where are you from?
From Kogi State.
Kogi State.
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you.
Okay.
Say, I shall not die.
I shall not die.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
One more time. Say, I shall not die.
I shall not die.
I decree and declare, because I'm seeing a coffin in the realm of the spirit. You have been having dreams. Is that true? And you see dead people in the dream.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you even see that you are the one who died.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the plague of death ends now. And I use her as a point of contact over everyone here. If there is anyone under the sound of my voice that death is looking for you or your loved ones, in the name of Jesus, be delivered right now. Be delivered right now. Be delivered right now. Help them, please. Help the little one. Now, every family here represented, I stretch my hands and I declare, go forward in Jesus' name. Go forward in Jesus' name. Go forward in Jesus' name. There is a family that came from Kano. Where are they? I'm seeing by the Spirit. The Lord is telling me there is a family that came from Kano. We have to be fast. If there is such a family, please let me know so that we can pray. I'm seeing that they came from Kano. I want to pray for you right now. I don't know if they are inside or outside Kano. I want to pray because we are going to step into a massive, massive moment of deliverance. Strong deliverance that must separate you from and with anything. Please, if you find that family, let me have them here. I just want to speak to them. You came from Kano. Let me pray for them right now. I'm not saying you are from there. I'm saying you came from there. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. The overflow outside, I want to pray for them. The Lord is showing me something. The overflow outside. Those outside, I just want you to stretch your hand towards the screen. I want to pray for you. The Lord is revealing something to me right now. The overflow outside. Can you help me, camera? I want to pray for them. Our media people, let's work together, please. The Lord is revealing to me. Those outside, the overflow outside. Please stretch your hands. I want to pray for you right now. I'm seeing that the power of God is coming on certain people. I'm seeing the number 18. I'm going to pray for those inside. I don't know why God is ministering to those outside. But right now, those outside, at the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. And I want you to bring all the people under the anointing. Outside. Are you ready? One, two, three. Shout Jesus. Right now, I command those devils to leave. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, bring them outside. Right now, I decree and I declare, by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, my God, I'm seeing yokes breaking. Breaking right now. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Let there be miracles right now. In the name of Jesus, strong deliverances even for families. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, let there be deliverance now. Those outside, yokes are breaking, 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 breaking for those outside. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, those of us inside, at the count of three, I want to pray for you now. Please pay attention. It is true that there are spirits that oppress people. It is true that there are spirits that sit upon the destinies of people and continue to sabotage the purposes of God. Mysterious occurrences in your life. Habits that you cannot stop. Patterns that cannot be broken. Are you ready now? All the other overflows following online, at the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus. That name that is above every other name. As you shout that one who is oppressed, every family under captivity, under the sound of my voice, as they shout that name, exalted as both Lord and Christ, let there be deliverance right now. Are you ready, Koinonia? One, two, three, shout Jesus. Release their destinies now. Please bring them out, inside, outside. Release their destinies now. Release your families now. Help that woman, please. Release them now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Release them now. Please bring them. Bring all of them out. I'd like you to open your mouth in 1 minute. And begin to declare, I am free from everything that ties me down. Please pray. Lift your voice and pray. Declare ye that thou mightest be justified. Are you praying? Are you praying? Don't be distracted. I declare liberty. I am free by the power of the Holy Ghost. All the overflow in the name of Jesus. Free. Every spirit manifesting in your dreams, taking you back and programming things to your destiny. Right now, I declare fire at the count of three. One, two, three. Every devil from the real realm, I cast you. Let them go now. Release their destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anyone here by the name Ishaku? I'm hearing the name Ishaku. Is there someone with that name? Your name? Huh? What's your name?
Daniel Ishaku.
What's your name?
Daniel Ishaku.
Daniel Ishaku. Madam, is your name Ishaku? Hold on. Where is your son?
You couldn't make it.
What is his name?
Ishaku.
Where is he?
Yes, is that working?
I need to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Please, if that is not your name, please don't come out. in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God. According to the word of the Lord, I pray for you. Right now, a visitation comes not only to your life, but to your entire family. I stretch my hands towards you and I declare, be free now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring you life, I bring you freedom by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord is telling me He wants to help them, please, up the balcony. The Lord is speaking to me. There are families where it is the women that feed the men. No matter how hardworking you are, the husband is the wife and the wife is the husband, practically speaking. And it may not necessarily be because of laziness. It's just a spiritual pattern that has destroyed people. Right now I'm praying. Anyone connected to such a family or such a condition, right now the power of God is coming upon you. And in case you are standing here and your loved ones are victims of that pattern, it is the Lord revealing this to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Hallelujah. Now, this is an interesting thing I'm seeing, but let me pray it anyway. There are people, the Lord is telling me, it started from last year, using the guise of the pandemic, but it's not really about the pandemic. You have been losing money consistently till now. Consistently. Whether you are in business or not, money has been a gradual decline by the Spirit of God. We're not worshiping money here, but if God gives a word on that wise, we must respond to what He's saying. I want to pray for you now, because there are some of you, altars have been activated using the guise of the pandemic. You will be surprised to see what happens to you now. Father, I am praying, even as you have instructed me. There are individuals here and there are families that this spirit has tied down the resources of the families and continues to bring them down. Right now, let the power of God touch you where you are. Let the power of God touch you where you are. Let the power of God touch you where you are. Let the power of God touch you where you are. Let the power of God touch you where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a very interesting revelation. This is for pastors. This word I'm about to give is for pastors. I'm hearing in my spirit that the seasons of retrogression, the seasons of delay. You are a man of God here, please listen, because something is about to come upon you. If there are people under the anointing at this word, I just want you to bring them out. Right now, you are in ministry here. The Lord is saying the powers that are holding you down, whether male or female, you are in ministry, missions, pastoral ministry. Right now, I decree and declare, there is speed that is coming. May that grace come upon you right now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Help them, please. Take that grace now. No more delay. An unction is coming from heaven, changing your condition by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Reverend sir, the Lord is giving me a word for your wife. And the Lord is saying she's stepping into a new season of the prophetic and of favor. These two graces. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare right now, Madam, by the Spirit of the living God and according to the word of the Lord. Don't bring her out, just keep her there. Step into that season of the prophetic and activation of the grace and the gifting of the Spirit upon your life. And also of the season of favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing 11 people. This is a vision I always see when God is speaking to me about promotion or increase. I usually see men climbing ladders. And I'm seeing 11 people. The power of God is coming on them right now. The Lord is telling me that your lifting is a strange season. You know, I began to announce this from last year. Please believe what I'm telling you. In the name of Jesus. Father, where are they? Matesko libra katoska tapakatosia. Whether in career, in business, in politics. Right now, take that grace. That grace that lives. Take that grace. In governance and politics. Take that grace. In the name of Jesus. You are climbing that ladder and no power will stop you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help this man, please. Help honorable. Please hold him. I speak to you again by prophecy that in the name of Jesus Christ, for as many as I've seen, some of you are in a season of promotion, but as it is, there are counsels sitting down and there are voices that want to bring you down. I stand by the grace God has given me. Help them, please. I push you now. Step into a new season. I push you now. By prophecy, step into a new season. This woman holding a phone, I'm seeing fire coming on her. This one holding a phone in front. Right now, I don't know what it is, but there is mighty deliverance coming for you and your family. Take that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke everything that is not of God. Let it release you and let it release your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm hearing a name, Jennifer. My goodness. There is such breakthrough coming for that family. Who is Jennifer? Don't tell lies. Please, we are serious people here. I told you by faith you can connect. It doesn't have to be, please, let's, so that there is a breakthrough, because I'm seeing, I just saw what looked like coals of fire on an altar. And I just saw it being destroyed. And I saw a door open. This is what I saw. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shatike parakata. Lekete preketekete kotos kotopakata. Embreketikatia. For this family, those of you standing in front right now, every altar tying your destiny down, right now, no matter how long it has stayed, those in front here, fire is coming upon you. I set that altar now, in the name of Jesus. I set that altar right now on fire. It must let you go now. I release your destiny. I release your destiny. Everything holding your lifting, it comes under judgment now. Madam, this woman, please tap that woman for me. Lift your hands. The Lord is saying your life is about to change now. I release that grace upon you right now. This unction, this week will not pass, madam. You will see the way God will turn, help her, please. God is turning things around. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, let me tell you this. There is a fearful side to God when he begins to move. Just like that, he will turn things around. Just like that. All of them out for the name, that name I call? Huh? From Kano. Okay, you are at the basement. Let me pray for them. I'm going to pray for you. All these ones that are out, my dear, that lady on maroon, look at me. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. Go ahead.
Jesus! Jesus!
I command that spirit to leave your family right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, for all of you who are standing here, I'm telling you, fire is coming on you. You came for a miracle service. You don't forbear with evil. If you forbear with evil, it will grow. I pray for all of you right now. Fire from heaven. Let it come upon your life and turn your story around. Take that fire now. Take that fire now. Take that fire now. Take that fire now. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the family from Kano, madam, these are your children. There are two. I'm seeing two in the spirit. Where are they? Where's the other one? In the name of Jesus Christ. That's all right. I pray for you. Look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that represents hardship, We bring it under judgment now. There is a family that I'm seeing a pattern of the death of men in that family. The Lord wants me to pray right now. A pattern of death. Either male children, male husbands, male father, just male figures. Just keep disappearing. Where is that family? It's time for your breakthrough right now. Where are you coming from? Male. Just is like there is a spirit. Huh? Where?
Bielsa.
Where is that?
Bielsa.
Who is this? Let me talk
my
to this woman.
In China. She watches online.
In China.
Yes, sir.
She's watching now.
Yes, sir.
Daughter, connect. I'm about to pray for you and pray for your mother. Madam, you believe in the power of God?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pray for you. I'd like you to shout Jesus where you are. Go ahead. Shout Jesus.
Jesus!
Right now I command this altar. Release this woman now. Help her. Release this woman now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where is this family I spoke about? Just a spirit that kills men. Please, people of God, look at this. Look at this for God's sake. How wicked and devilish the devil is. All your brothers are dead. Hold on, please. Let me talk to this lady. Where are you coming from? Don't cry. How many of your brothers?
My two brothers.
They are all gone.
Those are the only brothers and my dad.
And your dad is gone.
Yes.
You see, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus. Look how many people are coming. One word from God. Now imagine for God's sake that you leave these same people. Because it would destroy them and also destroy the male people who are here. Please help them. They should be careful with that, the metal stand. Protocol, you should be able to help them on that, please. Are you seeing what I'm saying? The stand here, please. The ones in front here too, so they don't fall on it. Look at this. Now, all of you look at me. You are standing here because you believe in the power of God. Lift your hands. I'm going to pray for you. Such fire will fall on you. And I'm telling you that altar, I don't care how long it is, but my Bible says, blotting out every handwriting and every ordinance that spoke against us. At the count of three, Father, I pray that every altar tying down and killing men. Are you ready? One, two, three. Take that fire now. 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 In the name of Jesus, I bring you deliverance now. The spirit and the altar that destroys men, we bring you under judgment. You are under arrest now. You are under arrest now. I release life to this family. Life to this family. And hear me. For some of you who, the ones who left were the breadwinners of the family, I pray may God raise someone else. Take that grace now. May God raise someone else. For some of you, that someone else is you. I place that mantle on your head now. Go and help your family. Go and lift your family. You may not look like it, but let this unction come upon you. Many of you will come to testify here because doors will begin to open from one door to another door to another door. And as I'm praying for them, I'm praying for everyone too. That in the name of Jesus, hear me please. And believe what I'm saying. If there is any family here that does not have at least one person lifted by God to help that family, I stand by the God of my salvation. Right now at this August miracle service, may God raise people in that family now. May God raise people in that family now. May God raise people in that family now. I raise you by prophecy. I connect you to destiny helpers. In the name of Jesus. Please return to your seats rejoicing. We have to pray for the sick now. I expect everyone to still be praying. Please don't be distracted. This is a very holy atmosphere. And God is turning things around. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a grace, hear me. I'm hearing in my spirit help and visibility. And this grace is coming on everyone, but particularly those in the music ministry. This is what I'm seeing. Maybe I worship team people. In the name of Jesus, help. Many of you want to move beyond this level, but I'm seeing that there are powers tying people down, even though you are worshippers. I stretch my hands. Let me use our worship people as a point of contact. That fire comes on you now. From nowhere may help arise for you. And anyone here following online who is in the worship ministry, the ministry of psalmistry, I declare help arises for you now. Help arises for you now. Help them, please. Help arises for you now. May the Lord give your ministry visibility. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's pray for the sick. If you came here trusting the Lord for a miracle, either for yourself or for someone you're standing in for. Some of you have already been healed with all the several ministrations. But right now, I want to minister particularly to the sick. If you came with someone, you can lay hands on that person now. Whatever the condition, remember what I taught you. The maker is also the changer. Please lay your hands. Any part of your body you're trusting God for a miracle for, please lay your hands. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. I want to pray for you right now. Believe in miracles. Some of you are standing in for your loved ones. Go ahead, stand in for them. And there are people following online. You're following from whatever TV station. You're following from the internet. By way of social media, please connect by faith. Jesus still heals. The Bible declares Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Please connect with someone right now. I really believe in miracles. Did you know that there are people who connect every week from hospitals? I know there are people on sick beds right now connecting several hospitals across the world. This is because there is a healing Jesus, and he does heal. He still heals. Now, three things will happen. Please listen carefully. One, I am going to begin to pray to rebuke the spirits behind those infirmity and to administer the healing power of Jesus. I'll do that very fast. And then, number two, the moment I do that, be prepared to check yourself. Already there are miracles happening for those of you who came out under the anointing. You know, all kinds of spirits. Usually when they go, many supernatural things happen. The moment I pray for you, I want you to attempt to do what you could not do before. You find out inside, outside, all the overflows. You find out that there is a miracle that has happened to you. I'm going to request very quickly that you will make your way, once we give the permission to come out, either here or here. We'll have a few minutes to take some testimonies. And then whilst we're doing that, we're going to be getting our prayer requests ready. So at the same time, if you are yet to write your prayer request, for those who are following online, please do well. You have a few minutes to make that happen. And those who are healed online, you can send in your testimonies immediately by way of our social media platforms. We'll do this very fast so that I now speak into your life. Please listen. Make sure you stay and receive the prophetic word. I need to speak over your life as we're entering what we know to be Ember Months. I don't know why, what is it about this month, but they seem to hold some mysterious tragedies for people. It takes the prophetic word that comes from Scripture to build a system of immunity over your life and over your loved ones. Are you ready now? Please lay your hands. Let's pray. I believe in Jesus. I truly believe in miracles. I believe God heals. I believe He will heal right now. Just agree with me as I pray. The power of God is flowing right now. Just help those under the anointing. You don't have to bring them out. But do well to check yourself. If you're laying hands on someone, do well to communicate the same instruction. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the healer. And you said in your name we'll cast out devils, in your name we'll heal the sick. I am praying right now. Every spirit that is back of the challenges that your people have been having, all kinds of challenges, I command those spirits to give way now. I command those spirits to give way now. Right now, let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to move from my left to my right, from the front to the back, from inside, outside. Be healed now. Be healed now. Ulcers of all sorts, be healed now. Here now. Organ failure, system failure, let there be restoration now. There is someone, I don't know whether you are here or you are in a hospital following online. You have, it's like your kidney is damaged. The Lord is giving you a brand new kidney now. A brand new kidney now. Eye conditions of all sorts, be healed now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Any kind of lump, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare all lumps go now. All those who are on crutches, wheelchairs, or those who are carried on stretchers, in the name of Jesus, I bring you life. Be healed now. Every kind of bone condition, back pain, pains in your around your muscles, your abdominal region, be healed right now in Jesus' name. There's someone who has what we know to be nose bleeding. Just like that, for no reason, blood starts coming out of your nose. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me someone, you have suffered a terrible affliction of skin infection. You have tried to treat it and it looks like nothing is gone. Right now, I'm praying for you. You will know the power of God has touched you because the itching will stop instantly. Be healed in Jesus' name. There is someone's father also, I'm seeing. I don't know if it's a kidney condition. Someone's father. The Lord is healing that person right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All forms of hearing problems, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Hotness in the body, severe heat in the body, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Now, there is someone, no matter what you eat, it's like you have a problem, a unique problem of indigestion. It doesn't matter what you eat. You have this problem. Sometimes you even have to throw up what you are eating. Right now in Jesus' name, the power of God is touching you now. All kinds of pain around your body, be healed right now. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. There's someone, the side, just around your side here. I don't know what particularly is the problem, but around your side, there has been, you don't even sleep with that side. You have to sleep on one side of the bed. Right now, the power of God is touching you now. In the name of Jesus, any challenge with your shoulder area right now, the power of God is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. All conditions of bleeding stops now. Stops now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know the name of this condition where people bite their tongue. It looks like this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing someone like shaking, convulsion. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command anyone, whether falling online, in your room, you're having that condition, bringing injuries to yourself. It looks like an epileptic condition. Be healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, all those who are standing in for someone, if you're here, you're standing. I'm seeing people lifting phones, connecting their loved ones or x-rays or whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God from here touch your loved ones right now. Touch your loved ones right now. Someone, you came here, you can't bend easily. As soon as I'm done praying for you, try to bend right now. You will see that the power of God has come upon you, granting you the ability to bend. In the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name. Now, whether I mention your case or not, I speak to you in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Now, I want you to check yourself, whether from the beginning of the service, as you fell under the anointing, or whilst I prayed. Please check yourself. The moment you find out that a miracle has happened to you, I'd like you to shame the devil, and wherever you are, I want you to run and make your way to either of the aisles here, or there are doctors, there are medical people here to confirm you. Those who have been healed from outside or any of the overflows, please allow them come very quickly. While that is happening, everyone, please, I want you to be praying in the spirit in 1 minute. Go ahead. All those who have been healed, people are coming out. Are you celebrating miracles here? Please make your way to the front, all the overflows, quickly, whether here or here. Are you praying? While that is happening, please, let's just pray for a minute in the spirit as the medical people confirm them. Miracles are happening here. Jesus is healing. My God, are you seeing people coming? Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. If it's for healing, please open the door for them. Let them come in. Outside, all the overflows, and you who are online, check yourself, check your family members, check your loved ones. The moment you find out there's a miracle, send us your testimonies right away. Don't be ashamed. Check yourself. The power of God has touched you. Make your way to the front quickly. While we pray in 1 minute, praying in the spirit. And the Lord walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. Now, hallelujah. While we're preparing to take the testimonies, how many of you are yet to submit your prayer request? Please lift it up. There are officials who will be moving. They should be at your left and right. Let's do well, please. Ushers, PR, help them. Let's make it very fast. Those online, you can now begin to send in your prayer request. If you've not done that, you were requested to do that in the course of the week. But in case you're not done with that, please write it immediately and send it. We're going to take a few testimonies and it will be time for us to pray. My God, are you seeing people coming? Look what Jesus is doing in this place. Learn to celebrate the mighty and the marvelous hand of God. Please let me know when you're ready so that we can have a few.
Hallelujah.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Praise God. Please come.
Please sit for a while you submit your prayer request. Yes,
Apostle,
please.
Apostle, this is Brother Nandi for 3 months now. Cyprian.
Cyprian.
For 3 months now, he's been having a particular challenge. He's been having difficulty breathing.
Yes.
Serious pneumonia.
Okay. How long?
For over 3 months now.
And right now, what happened to you?
I feel very bad.
Breathe in and out. Any pain. Any pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you are healed now. You are healed forever in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave a fantastic word of knowledge regarding someone with pain.
At the side, yes.
Absolutely.
Madam, so, she had her medical report.
Yes.
Let her talk.
Just last week, I was feeling pain here. So,
where are you coming from?
I came from Haraba.
Okay.
So last week, I went for an abdominal analysis.
Yes.
And they gave it to me. They said, I have something in my kidney that is enlarged, or so to say. I have impurities in it and growth too down here. Those are the two things you mentioned. The moment you mentioned it, I don't know.
Check yourself now. Check yourself. Bend down. Check any pain. Koinonia, are you celebrating Jesus? In the name of Jesus, madam, look at me. I cause that pain. The doctors have done their best, but let Jesus finish it up. In the name of Jesus, I bring you life and healing. Never to return to you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
Apostle, mommy came here with a swollen in her chest that she has had difficulty in breathing.
Is the mic working so that we hear it louder? Okay.
She came with a swollen in her chest.
Okay.
So she has had difficulty in breathing.
But how
the
long?
The power of God came upon her.
Mama, let her talk.
Since 2009.
My God.
Has been that if I go to the hospital, they will say that I have a swollen in the heart, and they will show it to
you. Have a swelling in your heart?
In the heart, yes.
Oh, they've shown it to you?
Yes, they show it in the screen. When they will take the test and put in the screen and show it to me, I'll see where the swelling is, as if it is breathing, and it's making me to breathe fast. That is fast breathing. My heart will be beating fast.
What happened to you now?
And immediately the word of God came, the thing disappeared. The heat stopped and the chest is so much.
Come on, Koinonia, are you celebrating Jesus? Mama, breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Any pain?
No.
Watch Jesus in action. Breathe in and out. Any pain?
No.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands. You will go back to the hospital and science will confirm that the hand of God has touched you. In the name of Jesus Christ, help her, please. Let it never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes,
Apostle,
please.
He has been stammering since when he was born.
But he has been
stammering.
Stammering.
Stammering, yes, sir. Now he can speak fluently.
My friend.
Sir.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say Jesus is my Savior.
Jesus
oh,
is my Savior.
Oh, come on. Oh, these are his brothers. Hold on. Come. You know him. Give him the mic. Where's the mic?
Yes, he's my brother.
He's your brother?
Yes.
It's true, he has been stammering.
Yes, sir.
My goodness, my God.
Hey!
The wonder working power of Jesus. Stammering from... Look at me. Let the devil hear you. Give him the mic again. Say after me, say in the beginning was the Word.
Was the Word.
And the Word.
And the Word.
Was with God.
Was with God.
And the Word.
And the Word.
Was God.
Was God.
Hiya, hiya. Yeah. 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 Hiya. Please sit down for a few minutes. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Please settle down. Yes, please.
Apostle, this is amazing. Please.
Go ahead.
Okay, so 6 years ago,
Hold on, please.
About 6 years
these
ago.
These are all testimonies.
Wait.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's go ahead.
So, I had this accident. It really affected my back then.
You had an accident?
So bad. Yes, sir.
When was that?
Over 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Thereabouts. So just even before the prayer began, I was very specific about that back pain. I
said, what couldn't you do before?
It was there. Like if I try to turn like
it will pain you. Twist
have
now.
A sharp pain.
Twist now. Let the devil see you. Accident. 6 years. Bend down. Any pain. Bend down. Any pain. Everything that has gone out of joint in your life. In the name of Jesus. May my God, who is also your God, bring it to alignment now. My brother, it will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Yes, sir.
Okay. You gave a word of knowledge about back pain. It's been a pattern among men in my family. Like my dad, he always complains of back pain. And I noticed the moment I got married, the back pain started. So I have issues bending down, usually even doing chores.
And right now, bend down. God. Let the devil see you. Any pain. Ah. This man is physically fit. You can see him doing this. Listen, we use you as a point of contact to speak to all the men in that family. A new season comes for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Apostle, we're having back pain, feeling of back pain, several conditions. Amazing. Wow.
Can you imagine? Maybe some of these people there, why don't you move some of them here? Protocol, just they can follow and come here so that we'll make it faster. Okay, all of you back pain. I like to, madam, you are heavy and you had back pain.
Yes,
the devil is very wicked because he knows
for
that.
For 1 year.
You've been pregnant for 1 year?
No, like the pain. And then I had this cold last year. I even went for x-ray. So they found nothing. But I just kept feeling pains all over my body. Before you prayed, I already felt like I could actually turn right now without feeling the pain.
When are you due?
December.
In the name of Jesus Christ, it will give birth to our koinonia baby. You join. Like the Hebrew women.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Madam, hear me. No complication whatsoever.
Amen.
You believe that?
Yes, sir.
That you will go to the hospital and within minutes you are done.
Amen.
I remember one time a woman called me. You know, I pray for many people at the point where they will give birth. She went out, she strolled, she came back. She couldn't dilate. Nothing would happen. She lay down there. At a point, they said they were going to induce her, or you know, all these medical terms. And the woman was tired, and her sister now played one koinonia prayer. And then while it was happening, I don't know, one thing led to the other. She just decided to take a step of faith to send a text. And I picked the call, and I could hear her. You know, may God bless women. Oh, I could hear, you know what happens there when you are that. You know, the woman was screaming all kinds of things. And I said, put the phone on loudspeaker. And honestly, it was like the hand of God just came on me. And I said, baby, you are not a curse. You came from heaven. God is my witness. I lie not. It did not take up to 5 minutes. That woman just gave birth like that. It's possible the woman may even be here, or maybe she's following online. Listen, you see, as God begins to help us, we must start transiting in our understanding and our beliefs to believe that there are actually certain things that should not happen to us again. I'm not saying there's anything wrong if you go through any kind of thing, but I'm saying there is a more excellent way. And even while you help yourself and manage, your eyes must be fixed on God's best. Madam, just like I shared, I pray for you that in Jesus' name you will give birth safely. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Sir, there are cases you gave word of knowledge of those with shoulder pain.
Shoulder pain. How many of you, sirs?
There are about four here. He has had the shoulder pain for like 6 years.
What happened to you?
I play football, so I fell on it for like 6 years now.
Football?
I hardly sleep here. I hardly raise my hand up. I even came in with the excruciating pain.
Lift it up. Any pain. Do you still play football?
Yeah, I do, sir.
May you not fall down again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
About four of them, the same condition. Shoulder.
I stretch my hands over you, and in the name of Jesus, let there be perfection for you. Right now, in Jesus' name. Yes, please, very quickly.
Five abdominal cases.
Abdominal case.
Abdominal
that
cases.
Woman is. Let me listen
yes,
to her.
Sir. And I went for
it was
scan.
Swollen.
Yes, this is the scan result. And I went.
Oh, you went. That's the scan result.
Yes.
Okay. What did they say was wrong with you?
All the medication. They couldn't see anything, and this thing keeps on swelling, and that is how I am emaciating. As the stomach is paining me, I'm emaciating. No matter what I eat, no matter the treatment.
What happened to you now?
I fell under the anointing. And when I woke up, I checked myself. I discovered it was it has gone.
Completely.
Yes. There are about five of them.
In the name of Jesus, I use you, madam, as a point of contact to all of the rest. In the name of Jesus, this healing remains perfect in your body. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Yes, sir.
Apostle, we need to hear this.
Go ahead, sir.
Ulcer, I've been suffering.
As loud as they say, we need to hear it also.
I've been suffering from ulcer 22 years.
22 years?
Yes. When I contested a councillor in 19.
You are a politician?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you contested councillor?
Yeah,
from when?
Then, 1999. From there,
okay,
I started having this ulcer. It will come and go. I hardly passed. So even this afternoon, I came in with the pains. I forced myself to fast.
And right now?
And now it's gone.
Completely gone.
Yes, I feel it in my back.
The pain is gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Are you still in politics?
Yes, sir.
I like politicians, though.
Thank you, sir.
Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Are you occupying any position now?
No, sir, but a former councillor.
Former councillor?
Yes.
What state?
Adamawa State, sir.
Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
You believe in miracles?
Yes, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is a kingmaker anointing. There is a grace that enthrones. So that God will find people in positions of authority, I pray for you from the depth of my heart. May God connect you. You don't have to. There is selection and there is election. I pray that God will call people to select you to a position that provides a political leverage for you. That grace speaks for you now. In the name of Jesus. And for your healing, may the Lord perfect it now. In Jesus' name. Yes, can we hurry up? Very quickly.
There's a very mighty miracle here.
Okay.
He has had kidney challenge. In fact, he came
kidney.
To Abuja. Yes. You mentioned the case. He came to Abuja to come and do kidney transplant. He does dialysis.
Let him talk to me.
He said he could not talk. But
oh, he could not talk. Talk now.
Yes, on January 19th.
My God.
When we came here.
Watch this. Let's hold on, please. Let's listen for a moment. Yes.
On 19th January, we came to Abuja for kidney transplant. So I was at Zenith Kidney and Medical Center. On July 2nd is when they get a matching donor, but there is no money to do the dialysis. Before I came here, I cannot walk fast. And I can't breathe because I'm choking. So while you are praying for the sick, immediately you say, those that have sick stem cell, I fell under the anointing. Hey. I got up, I was breathing very well. And I
my friend, look at me. Run. Run. Ah.
Run. Apostle, this is our elder sister. This is
the elder sister. Hold on. You are his elder sister. You are the younger sister.
Yes, sir.
You confirm that what he's saying is true.
Yes, sir. I can with you.
Breathe in and out. God of vengeance has won my fight for me. God of miracles won my fight for me. I'm a winner, man. I'm a winner, man. He has won my fight for me. What's your name? Hold on. What's your name? Because the Lord is saying it is your name. The meaning of your name is what has followed you.
Amen.
What's your name?
Akachuku. That is hand of God.
Hey! Listen,
the hand of God.
My friend, I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, we declare your kidney brand new now.
Amen.
Brand new now. Brand new now. I'm a winner, man. A winner, man. I'm a winner, man. A winner, man. Hallelujah.
There
we have a few minutes for this.
Of back pain, sir, but this one is very, very peculiar.
Yes, please,
disc,
very quickly.
Disc degeneration. Disc degeneration.
Oh, disc.
Yes.
I'm so not a doctor, but I know that is a very serious thing. Very painful. You see?
No accidents, no falling. The disc just started degenerating, so it could not bend very well.
Now my brother, how long has this been?
Since 2019.
Since 2019.
Yes, sir.
Medically confirmed.
Yes, sir. I did MRI in Kano.
Come. Bend down. Ah. I'm a winner, man. A winner, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But water was still flowing.
Water.
So water was flowing from his legs. God.
Now the water reduced. No, he cannot kneel down with the leg anymore.
But can he walk?
He can walk.
My friend, try moving. Let's see. Move. Don't be afraid. Just move. Walk. Walk. Are you seeing what the Lord is doing? Turn. Turn and return back. Anybody that digs a pit for you and your family, in the name of Jesus, like it happened to Haman, that pit will swallow them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord perfect your body. And for the entire family, may the Lord give you a visitation. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
Apostle, the glasses this young man has, I really am not a medical person, but these glasses look
lens.
Like three or so layers of it. Six lenses. So, Apostle, let me allow him to speak. But the surprising thing is, he can actually read what is written here. I'm finding it very difficult to read.
And he can read it.
He can read. So,
read it.
KononianAbuja@gmail.com. Send us your testimony at Kononia.
My friend, do you believe in miracles?
I was unable to read without my glass.
You were unable to watch this?
Yes.
Without those glasses?
But after your prayers, they put Isaiah 15 verse 18 in this screen. I was able to read it without my glass.
How long have you had this condition?
10 years now. I started using glass when I was 8 years.
Go back home and tell people, including yourself, that Jesus is still alive. Not just that a man of God is alive. Not just that Koinonia is alive. Let them know that Jesus is still alive.
Thank
God
you,
bless Jesus. You. God bless you. Let's have one more.
Apostle,
my God. Yes.
Another 33 years primary challenge dissolved.
A samurai game.
Yes, sir. Now, this is how the testimony came. It was when we were taking that of our brother. He now observed himself that he's not standing again.
Oh, he was listening to that
yes.
one. All right.
Yes.
Are you ready now?
Yes.
In the beginning.
Was the word.
Are you talking as loud as you can? Is it the mic? Help us, please.
And the word.
Was with God.
And the word.
Was with God.
And
the word was God. I love Koinonia. I love Jesus. 33 years. Stamara. Can I tell you?
And not only that,
faith and science, if they honor themselves, and if science respects faith, science can be used to prove the reality of faith. Any miracle that cannot be proven in this realm is not yet a miracle. Look at this.
He said he wrote it in his prayer request.
Oh, you wrote it in your prayer request. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Turning things around. Allahu Akbar. Turning things around. Hallelujah. All right.
Sir, he came in all the way from Onitsha.
God
touched him while you went there for the ministration there.
Okay.
He has had 22 years challenge. He took a drug overdose that just reconfigured him, that he was not balanced.
You took a drug?
Yes, sir.
Overdose?
Yes,
by yourself?
Yes, an overdose.
It's wrong.
Hold on.
The lesson for everyone here, we have to learn lessons. You see, a sign and a wonder is a miracle with a lesson on it. We're spiritual people, but we're also responsible people. What is the lesson here? The first lesson is not a miracle. The first lesson is that obedience is better than sacrifice. the sacrifice of pain, the sacrifice of confusion. Simple obedience to scripture can save you untold pain. Is someone learning a lesson here now? Many times when you don't obey God, you add a lot of inconveniences to your life. That's the first lesson. Yes, sir.
And then second, he just came into the service from Onitsha and then he's healed of back waist pain.
You came in from Onitsha?
Now.
Right now?
Yes, sir.
Run. Bend down. Any pain. Bend down. Any pain. The effect of the overdose. Gone. Return to Onitsha and tell them Jesus is still Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Let's take one or two more. Really, so, I mean it now. We have
Apostle.
This woman is insisting and said they must share her own. Okay, let's honor her. Please, let's hear what she has to say. Yes, please. Go ahead, sir.
All right. So, sir, she came into this meeting and, you know, I had to ask her over and over. You can see she had her face.
Oh,
she had
I'm seeing
so
it now.
Swollen and
you see her face?
Suddenly she felt the power of God and she felt the shock. And suddenly she felt it began to reduce.
My God.
And she felt she had a pain.
For 3 years I can't eat with that side.
For 3 years?
Yes.
You can't eat here?
Yes.
What happened to you?
It's just that when I woke up in the morning, I thought it was a normal toothache. So it started with growth, increasing. We've gone to 5 different hospitals in 3 years.
You've gone to 5 hospitals?
Yes.
What did they say?
They're not seeing anything. So I went to Enugu, that was last month before my defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready for an operation. So last month, miracle service, I told God, even if I won't be here, at least let me see a difference before I come today.
Yes.
2 weeks today, I can eat little by little. I brush without bleeding, but today I felt another pain again. So when you said any growth in the body.
Your body, yes.
I feel another anointing. Then I noticed the shock was no longer there. The
okay.
Pain that it stopped. I could not feel the
Hallelujah. Place your hand there. Mm-hmm. Father, by your mercies, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, this healing that has begun there, we decree now and we declare, let it be perfected by the power of the Holy Spirit. Perfected like it happened for Naaman. The Bible says his skin became like that of a child. May that be your testimony. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes,
Apostle, mommy has had arthritis for 11 years.
11 years?
Yes, now she had problem with her knee. She couldn't wear heely shoes. So she came here with a flat slipper. But now she's on her heely shoes.
She's
now
on heels?
Yes.
Mama, walk. Let the devil see you. How long has this been? How long has this been?
11 years.
Check yourself. Any pain?
No pain.
Anything?
I needed a surgery. Three
you times. Needed a surgery?
Yeah. She said they've asked her to come for surgery, but she has been running away from it.
See, next time, if you run from the hospital, make sure you run to God. Don't run from the hospital and sit at home. If you run from the hospital and sit at home, you will die. At least run somewhere. At least if you are running away from the hospital, you see what happened to Jonah. If you decide, I'm not teaching you to disobey doctors, but I'm saying that if you make up your mind to hold on first, don't just hold on sitting at home. At least come to God directly so that he can start something. If the man of God now refers you back, in any case, don't sit in one place. So that you don't complicate your situation. But look at this miracle. Father, perfect this right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, all of you, please lift your hands. Okay, let's take this last one. Yes.
Okay. Apostle, 4 years hypertension. So
hypertension?
Yes. I used to have high blood pressure. I went to the hospital.
But you're a young man.
I don't just know what happened to me. It happens after I lost my dad. I just keep having high blood pressure. Immediately I step my leg in my village, I keep having this high blood pressure.
You step your leg in a village and high blood pressure came?
Yes, and I used to have hotness of the body. When they are praying, I almost off my shoe.
Who is this again? Just help him. Help him. He's celebrating what God has done. Let's rejoice with him. Verify. Okay, yes, please.
When the prayer is going, when you met, before the prayer, I almost
yes.
lost my
what happened?
Of the hotness of my body.
But okay.
I feel very cold after the whole prayer.
Prayer, and yes, it's gone now.
And it's gone.
In the name of Jesus, let there be perfection for you.
Amen.
Right now. Please lift your hands. I'm sincerely sorry. Next week, you can always... Now, let me tell you, I hope you know how to register testimonies here. We always have people to announce it. For those of you who have not been following, please, if you have any testimony, any day of the week, you can send it through our PR department or through the media, any of our social media platforms. And then on Friday, on either Friday for Zaria or Sunday here, or any other day for that matter, you can always do well to go to the back. There should be a few people. The media department handles the testimonies, and they'll have a few people to just check you, verify everything, and you have the opportunity to come and share here. No discrimination whatsoever. The moment you've been touched by God, you can always have the room to testify. So all of you here would like to know and hear your testimonies, but we have to work with time for now. Is that fine? Please lift your hands. Father, perfect these miracles. There are so many right to the back. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that these miracles remain perfected in your bodies. And for those who have been healed online, we decree and declare that the same power that has touched you, may that power remain with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Please rise up on your feet and stretch your hands towards the prayer request. We're about to pray. I love this part of the meeting because this is where everybody receives from God. Not everybody may be sick, not everybody may be oppressed, but everybody needs the supernatural hand of God in some way. Please, as an act of faith, would you do well to stretch your hands towards the altar and just begin to receive. Declare by the Spirit that these Egyptians I see today, I see them no more forever. Is someone praying? You don't have to kneel. I'll do the kneeling for you. But please, make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying by the power of the Holy Spirit. Shekete bakata pranda gata parosi kete, engete proskete balakato praskete belegetia, shite bereketos kata pranda kata presekete belegeta, shaprondo koto proskoto balata. Please pray. There are so many prayer requests here, coming from several nations, several people across the body of Christ, writing their requests before the Lord. We decree and declare miracles. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, God answers prayers here. Believe it. Go ahead and pray. Father, we decree and we declare supernatural miracles right now. Miracles. Creative miracles. Miracles of restoration. Miracles of healing. Miracles of salvation. Miracles of deliverance. Miracles of provision. Miracles of encounters. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, no one here will return without a testimony. Those in need of jobs, give them jobs. In the name of Jesus Christ, open closed doors by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please listen to me. Every time we submit prayer requests like this, we do it out of revelation. It is an act of faith, submitting this before Jesus. We may not have the time to read everyone's challenge or what it is you're trusting the Lord for, but I want you to know by the grace of God that every time you're coming for a miracle service, always do well to write your expectations. And some people may not be able to make it here physically. You can always encourage them. I love to pray for people. I love to intercede for people. And we love to pray for people as a ministry. But this one was a divine instruction that God gave, that every miracle service without fail, we allow people to submit their prayer requests. And you cannot begin to imagine the testimonies that have come from this. Right now, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that in the name of Jesus Christ, every force of darkness fighting these requests, we declare they let you go now. They let you go now. They let you go now. Number two, I decree and I declare over your life right now, every human agent who must come in partnership with the Holy Spirit to make these requests become testimonies, we compel their ministry over your life now. And anyone who says over their dead body for these requests to become testimonies, we declare, let the sword of judgment arise from heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We turn every prayer request here to a supernatural testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me make a request. I want us to take 1 or 2 minutes. People are following from around the world who are very responsible believers. You have heard of the sad crisis that is happening in Plateau State, not only because we are sympathetic to what is happening, but because we have a responsibility. Kaduna State also, and a few parts around the eastern part, there has been all kinds of demonic things. We have a responsibility to lift up our voices wherever you are as a responsible kingdom citizen. In 1 minute, please, I'd like you to lift your voice and say, Father, enough of bloodshed. We declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, judge wickedness, judge wickedness. Is someone praying passionately? We pray for the entire 6 geopolitical zones in this nation. Everywhere in this nation is important. Everybody has a right to life. In the name of Jesus, call upon the God of heaven, particularly for Plateau State, particularly for Kaduna State. Like responsible ambassadors of the kingdom, we hold on to the 4 horns of the altar and we declare wisdom for the government, wisdom for the security agents. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, expose the works of wickedness, expose evil. In the name of Jesus, let there be supernatural protection, let there be comfort for families that have sadly lost their loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray, let peace return to the plateau, let peace return in Kaduna State, let it return everywhere across this nation where there is killing and violence. Arise, O God, you are the Prince of Peace. Bring peace to our land, bring peace to our nation, bring peace to our region. And every other place that has not been affected, we declare that it will not be affected. Lord, go ahead and bring peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, remember that we are responsible kingdom citizens. Every time you hear that something is wrong somewhere, don't wait until it comes to you. Don't make the mistake of Esther. Esther was enjoying the palace, whereas Haman wanted to kill the whole Jews. And Mordecai sent a word of warning. Said, do not think if you are silent at this moment and they are done with us paraphrasing, you will be spared. He said, could it be that God has brought you for such a time as this? Hallelujah. We need peace in this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing. You see, the thing about war and crisis is not the fighting, but the hunger that follows after. When people lose their jobs, they lose their businesses, they lose their breadwinners, all that they are left with is penury, poverty, pain, and it will inevitably multiply crime rates and violence, because when people, especially young people, when they are hungry, no jobs, destroyed, disenfranchised, all that is left is any suggestion the devil gives them. This is why we must pray. Don't say it has not affected me. Please, when you go back home, be an intercessor. Pray. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Again, Lord, we declare, let there be peace in this nation. Let there be peace in every troubled region by the power of the Holy Spirit. But as for your prayer requests, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I stand upon them as an act of faith. And I declare, it will never trouble you again. It will never trouble you again. In Jesus' name. Now I declare, Lord, we are stepping into the month of September, the last quarter of the year. Blood-sucking spirits, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, whether by accident on the road, whether by plane crashes, by boat crashes, by activities of wicked and evil men, in the name of Jesus, may a mark of exemption come upon everyone here. For a strange reason, the Ember months are known as months of catastrophe, tragedies of all sorts. But in the name of Jesus, may the God of heaven preserve you. May the God of heaven preserve you. And I declare over your life, the favor of God that is His signature upon believers, may that favor rest upon you. Hear me. Every troubled family here under the sound of my voice, I speak to you, peace be still. Everyone here who is in politics and government, our parliamentarians, people from the presidency, we declare wisdom for you. Wisdom for you to help this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for those in the legal profession, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, wisdom to administer justice. In the name of Jesus. Every man and woman of God here, the grace upon you to teach truth with power and accuracy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, every spirit responsible for lack, want, financial hardship and poverty, don't say it is not important. This is a very important prayer. I pray for you and all connected to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the season of drought come to an end in your life. Those trusting God for jobs, I release my faith with you. That doubles also for those trusting God for promotions. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord give it to you now. Any project you have begun that seems to be failing in your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, receive the finisher's anointing. The grace for completion comes on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for everyone here who has any kind of legal issue you are having, whether land problem, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus Christ. For some of you, even this week, may the Prince of Peace step in and turn things around. Whatever has affected your prayer life, so that your fire for prayer, the discipline of prayer and intercession, is no longer there, may fresh fire come upon your altar now. And then I pray for your word study life. Everything that has affected your passion for the word. I am busy. I pray that in the name of Jesus, let there be restoration of fire. Any wrong, ungodly association at any level that is in your life driving you to walk against the will and the purposes of God, be separated from those associations now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, whilst we are standing, everyone, I apologize. I know that we stretched the time a bit today. The greatest miracle that can happen to any life, please let's honor this prayer, is the miracle of salvation. Many of you left your homes, connected online, wanting something greater than the current experience you've had. And Jesus is calling you right now. There are people who have never taken the issue of Jesus seriously. Others, you found yourself in the things of God, but for some reason, you've backslidden and your life has gone haywire. Now, please, let's minimize movement so that we can give them room. Whether in here, the overflows down to the basement, outside or following online, you're saying, Apostle, I cannot leave this place tonight without making it right with Jesus. I want to start afresh. Wherever you are, please, I want you to leave your seat. Those outside, move to your screen. Those inside, you are saying, Apostle, I want to make a fresh decision, or I want to rededicate my life. Please, very quickly, run like there's fire on the mountain. Come and stand in front here. Let's celebrate them as they come. It pays to know Jesus. It pays to know Jesus, young and old alike. Is this the best you can do, Koinonia? Celebrate them as they come. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. I'm running, I'm running, I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus. Keep coming. Please clear the way for them. If they are coming here for the altar call, if you are coming for the altar call, please run. We have just a minute for you. Keep running. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for making this decision for Jesus. If you're joining them, please join them quickly. I'm about to pray. Those outside, you need not come in. Just move to the front of your screens. Following online, please make this most noble decision. Please lift your right hand high above your head and say this loud and clear. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe with my heart that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, you are my King. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that Jesus is my Savior, is my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. I'm a child of God. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you for these ones. You have brought them by your spirit. And as many, I've finished the prayer. Someone pray with that, Baba. He didn't join the prayer. So someone help him. If you just come to the front, you are not saved. It is a prayer with faith that saves you. Are we together? So someone help us lead that, Baba. Doesn't matter what language you can speak, there should be someone to help him. Father, I thank you for these ones. You have brought them by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, may that grace keep you. I declare your sins forgiven by the power of the Holy Spirit. I commend you to the ministry of the word and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And I decree and I declare that from today you go forward ever and backward never. I empower you by the Spirit to live a victorious Christian life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and a big congratulations. Now please, I like you, careful, be careful with that crane. I like you to follow the counselors. They are waving the placard. Please follow them. Let's celebrate them as they go. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me encourage everyone in closing. Please make sure that you do well to invite people. It is important that more and more people get instructed in doctrine and understand the ways of God. And those following online, all our services, you can connect online, all our social media platforms. And then after service, you can go back again. Go to Koinonia Global, our YouTube page. You can follow and all our other social media platforms. Listen to the teachings again. Connect by faith for your edification. Please do well to not come here on Sundays alone. We're not just looking for crowds. We're looking for souls. The more we have people who are instructed in righteousness, the more we can give God an opportunity to lift, to bless, to transform our lives, transform society, and to advance the kingdom. The Lord bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. Please stand on your feet as we close. The Lord bless you. Your week beginning is blessed in Jesus' name. The grace of God remains strong upon your life. You continue to love the Lord with all passion, and I pray that your life will command results in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's share the grace afterwards. Please do well to hug someone by your left and right on your way out. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, let it rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and see you on Sunday.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI to stream Koinonia Live.
Go to mixella.com/koinonia-radio and download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate you.